Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Ace. Thanks for tuning in to the Trep Life with Ace podcast. This is episode 4. I'd like to start out by thanking everyone who has listened to the podcast, who has given feedback, suggestions, asked questions. It really means a lot to me that this is getting across to those who have taken the time to listen to it. So again, I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day and your busy schedule to listen to the words that I have to say. I really do appreciate that. It means a lot to me, of course. But also, I would like for you all to share the word, pass it along, let others know that this podcast exists. The whole purpose of this podcast is to inspire a wave of entrepreneurs in an effort to rebuild the spiritual concept and the economic concept of Black Wall Street and rebuilding Black Wall Street in the digital age through e-commerce. That is the purpose of this. So as we engage in conversation, all of the things that I'll be talking about will in some way relate to that goal. So please share it with others. And the more that listen, the more questions I receive, the more suggestions, the more feedback I get, the better I believe this podcast will be, and the more people this podcast would reach and serve. So please do me a favor and pass it along, share and like and comment and do all of the things that we're used to doing on social media, et cetera. Again, my social media primarily can be found through Instagram at Trep Life Ace, TrepLifeAce. I'm also found on Twitter. Find me wherever, right? Facebook, you can find me, okay? Most of you guys who are listening to this are probably my friends on Facebook anyway. So shout out to you guys for listening and paying attention to what I have to say. So thanks again. So today's episode is going to be about two things. One, we're going to discuss reparations. What does reparations mean? How do I view reparations as an entrepreneur? Do I believe reparations is a top of the page focus for us? And secondly, we'll be talking about a question that was passed along to me regarding staying motivated, staying inspired, going through the personal discipline that it takes to engage in that life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence, which Trep Life is representative of. With that said, let's begin. So in the discussion about reparations, I'm going to be brief with this. This is not an in-depth conversation I want to have. The only reason I want to have this is because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of radio programming, watching videos and interviews. And the topic of reparations has come up a lot, especially in regards to the new class of potential presidential candidates that we have coming into the foray. And a lot of people are discussing reparations for the Black community. And it is something that is debatable. You know, a lot of people believe that this country owes those of us who are descendants of enslaved people the wealth that has been built in this country, has been built on the backs of enslaved people. America owes it to those enslaved people to repair the damage that has been done. In the last podcast, I mentioned the overwhelming wealth gap between those of us in the Black community and those in the greater society, and how we as a Black community are on the losing end of things in most cases, right? We don't have enough wealth in the family. And that has been by design, right? So the powers that be have had to make a decision whether to repair or to maintain status quo. And obviously maintaining status quo seems to be more important than repairing those of us who are the descendants of enslaved people here in America and abroad. So I believe that reparations is necessary. I believe that reparations in the form of a paycheck is not the avenue that we should be going down. I believe reparations in the form of incentives and subsidies is the best way to go about it. There are plenty of examples out there in regards to those who have been mistreated in their history, and they have been repaired. Some folks even received the whole country. Land was given to them. Some of our prominent ancestors, Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Noble Drew Ali, and some of our, Brother Frederick Douglass, have laid out what they believe is a solid plan for reparations. And for the most part, it comes back to ownership. To be given something that can be owned. Dollars are not owned. They may sit in your pocket or in your bank account or in your wallet, but what we know about the black dollar is that it doesn't stand long in the black community. So if you give dollars to the black community, it's only going to go right back out into the hands of others. So that's probably not the best way to go about it. Ownership, land ownership of licenses to engage in business, ownership of scholarships so that we can go to school and repair ourselves in the education format, I think is probably a better way to go about it. But as an entrepreneur, there are, I believe, incentives that can be given to those of us who are descendants of enslaved people, that we can grow our entrepreneurial skill sets through having the proper institutions placed before us so that we can take advantage. That primarily means what? Loans, banking loans to engage in business, the ability to have set asides for licenses. Let's maybe discuss medical marijuana and licenses that will be given out for that. Some people believe that a certain percentage of those licenses should be set aside for those of us who are descendants of enslaved people. Land for agricultural purposes, land for real estate and development purposes. All of those things, I believe, are probably a better way to go about repairing those of us who have been damaged and still are damaged by our history here in this country. Of course, the story is this country was built on the backs of enslaved people, period. The wealth that this country has, the power that this country has been built on the backs of enslaved people. And the enslaved individuals nor their descendants have ever received any repayment in any such form. And that is an injustice. I think we can all agree to that. So in regards to reparations, here's how I believe we can repair ourselves. Let's not wait for anyone to sign into any bill that we're going to receive anything. Because right now, in the age of the internet, when you can sit behind a computer and a keyboard, you can forge your own path to success if you're given the right tools. Some of those tools may be mentorships, educational programs, courses, as I've mentioned before. And again, I'll be releasing a course that'll be laying out the e-commerce blueprint to how any black business owner can engage in e-commerce to expand their business footprint and to expand their profits so that we can really get back to going in the direction that we were going in when we were freed from enslavement before integration occurred. I believe that entrepreneurship in a digital age through e-commerce has to be top of the line. There are many, of course, the many other people may say that there are many other ways, but my primary focus is that we can build businesses or have our businesses present themselves online and reach a population and serve a population without the color of our skin ever being a factor in a customer determining whether or not they're going to buy from us. And that is how I believe we can repair ourselves in modern society. There are enough of us who have the entrepreneurial spirit. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, the trap life versus the trep life. The trap life was a way that young entrepreneurial spirited people engaged in capitalism. However, it was with illegal substances. But the spirit that drove that movement was an entrepreneurial spirit. So we have that already. We already have it. The jail is full of individuals who have the entrepreneurial spirit. And the greater society has even more of those of us who have the entrepreneurial spirit. It's just that some of us just have not been able to grasp the concept that my business has to be presented online so that I can increase my bottom line, period. So let's repair ourselves through entrepreneurship, please. And then as we gain more control of our finances, as we gain more profit and we're able to put more money back into our communities, then we can start dealing with scholarships so that we can put our young scholars through law school so that they can become lawyers who then write these bills into law, so that they can become lobbyists, so that the politicians can be lobbied in our favor. See, it all takes money. It all falls back again to that we live in a capitalist society. Green is the color of the day. With more green, we can establish better systems and societies for those of us who have been taken advantage of for so long. A millionaire movement is not just to make individuals millionaires, but imagine if a million families have $1 million or more in wealth. That is $1 trillion of wealth that is held. We all know the statistic that we move about $1.4 trillion through the economy, but that is not wealth that we're holding on to. That is dollars being passed along. I'm talking about $1 trillion in wealth. And what does that mean for us? That means scholarship money. That means redevelopment money so that we can start to buy black our blocks and do some of the things that the young brother Nipsey was talking about, that the brother Jay Morrison is talking about, that even the brother Jay-Z is talking about. And I use these contemporary names because these are names that more people are familiar with. If I was to mention Robert Smith, somebody would probably have to go look it up in a book. But most recently, he was the one who donated or pledged to donate money to take care of the 2019 class of Morehouse's outstanding collegiate debt. If I was to mention Brother Reginald Lewis, who was involved back in the 80s in one of the first multi-billion-dollar leverage buyouts with Beatrice Foods, then probably a lot of you wouldn't know. So I mentioned the contemporary name so that it's something that we can relate to. But imagine if those of us in the entrepreneurial world were able to draw more profit down and be able to then put that money into institutions that serve our people and serve our interests. And we can really start to play the game, right? So that's what I believe reparations looks like to an entrepreneur and to an entrepreneurial world. We must repair ourselves. The damage has been done. We're still suffering from such damage. But we are intelligent enough and have been blessed by the Creator to have the wherewithal to change our circumstances. And I believe we can do so economically through entrepreneurship in the digital world through e-commerce. So those are my thoughts on that. So we're going to take a brief break and we'll be right back to discuss the second part of the podcast, which is how do we stay motivated and how do I wake up every morning and get the job done that I have to get done. And we're going to discuss that coming right back. So, welcome back. This is Ace from the Trap Life with Ace podcast, episode 4. I guess we would call this part 2. We'll be talking about motivation. A brother of mine asked the question, you know, how do you stay motivated? How do you maintain the personal discipline that it takes to stay motivated as an entrepreneur? And that question really stems from the fact that entrepreneurs will face pain. You will face failures. You will face adversity. You will face rejection. How do you stay motivated in the face of those, in the face of those things? And I believe you stay motivated because you know that you're meant to do this. And that's how I feel. I know that I am meant to be an entrepreneur. How do I know that? Because that's all I know. That's where I've been putting my last 20 years of focus, is in entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial endeavors. You know, I understand that it's about freedom. It's about time well spent with my family. It's about the ability to determine and to decide upon how much wealth I can amass in my lifetime and have that be under, to a degree, under my control. No knock against anyone who works a job, 9 to 5. No knock against those who have failed and have had to go back to 9 to 5s. I'll tell you, I've had to do that. I've been knocked down enough to have to go out and seek an opportunity in the corporate world. But I also reflect back on some of the lessons I learned from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is that the rich don't work for money. So if I failed in a particular venture and I realize where I may have failed, and I go and I seek a position in the corporate world, that position that I'm seeking was going to serve as a tutorial for me to overcome the fear that I recently experienced. Meaning that I will go into this endeavor knowing that what I'm going into it for is to learn how not to fail at what I did before. Learn from a successful company what it takes to be successful, right? And that's some of the things that we may have to do. But in the meanwhile, you still have to stay motivated and know that you have a greater goal. So your greater goal keeps you motivated. Your life destiny keeps you motivated. The fact that the Creator has placed breath in your lungs to wake up this morning should keep you motivated. If you have children, looking at your children in their face and realizing that I have to do this not only for me, but for them and our future and our future generations and our legacy should keep you motivated. Making money keeps you motivated. To get to that point, you have to take action. So the action that you're taking should keep you motivated. Motivation is nothing but the movement of energy toward a goal. And if you are actively pursuing that goal, you must be motivated by that action that you're taking. And that's probably the rudimentary thing that a lot of people don't realize, is that it really is not the outside or the perception of wealth and the perception of success that keeps you motivated. It's the grind that keeps you motivated. Being able to accomplish step by step what you set out to accomplish should keep you motivated. Take your activity, put it in small chunks. Accomplish one thing at a time. The accomplishment of one small thing at a time to attain the greater thing is enough to keep you motivated. Let's give an example. So if you have a goal of earning $1 million in revenue in your business, you're not going to make probably that $1 million at one time. You're probably going to make it in small chunks. And those chunks could even be in as small as maybe $10, right? So 100,000 times of acquiring $10 leads you to that $1 million. So you could imagine each chunk coming in 10 at a time. That's motivation. Oh, man, I'm getting closer to my goal. 999,000 down, or 99,000 down, or 9,000 down. I'm on 9,000 away from hitting that goal. The small accomplishments, the small successes lead to a greater sense of accomplishment, which drives you to pursue what you're pursuing. Challenges are going to come up. Staying strong is a challenge. facing your fears is a challenge. But we've all had to face fears in our life in one way or the other. Some of us have had to face our fear growing up in the areas and the cities that we grew up in, being able to navigate through certain neighborhoods and knowing what route to take and what route not to take. I went to high school directly across the street from one of the most notorious projects in Brooklyn, New York. And we were young scholars having to navigate those streets. I was motivated to continue doing what I'm doing, to continue going to school, because I know that at some point I can overcome my circumstance. And I could probably help individuals that live in this project overcome their circumstance if I stay motivated and I do what I have to do. Sometimes we can place our success on others and say, well, I'm doing this for my family. That serves as an external external motivation. Internally, though, you have to muster up the courage to do it every day. It's not easy. It's not easy. I can say that, you know, with a lot of pain involved, it can break a lot of us down. Stay motivated by being in contact with those who want to see you win. Surround yourself by individuals who are pursuing excellence if they have not already achieved it. Keep each other motivated. Don't stay in the closet or within your entrepreneurial cave on your own and try to motivate yourself at times. Try to get out a little bit. Get out around those who are successful. YouTube is a wonderful place to find motivation. You can find individuals that look like you, who have done great things, continue to do great things, and will pass on a good word to you to inspire you and motivate you to continue along your journey. Hopefully I can serve as motivation to those of you who are listening. So the entrepreneur is all about balancing energies, balancing the normal emotions that the usual emotions that we have as human beings. And the number one emotion is fear. False expectations appearing real. Projecting failure into your future allows for you to stop moving forward from where you are now because you're afraid to hit that point where you feel you're going to fail. Learning how to instill a sense of accomplishment and success is a lifelong practice. Some will say it can be done through meditation. And I believe so as well. And what does a motivation meditation look like? Some may say it's mantras. Some may say it's affirmations. And those things are good as well, right? Those are parts of the meditation process. But also consider just seeing yourself in the place that you want to be in while you're meditating. Meditation is not a concept that's foreign to those of us who are of African descent. In fact, a lot of our spiritual practices of ancient are based upon meditation. Our spiritual growth based upon meditation. So I'm going to leave with that last point. The ultimate motivation that has worked for me, and I know has worked for others, is to meditate on your future self. Meditate on what you would like for you to look like or to be in the future. Meditation starts out with the slowing down of your breath and the focus on one thing. Of course, you're not going to be able to stop thinking. It doesn't happen that way. It's not, you're going to stop all of your thoughts. It's being able to focus on a singular thought. And that means visualization, taking yourself through a process. So if you're going to start a business, you're going to meditate on starting that business, what it looks like, engaging in business with a customer paying you for a service or your goods, delivering that service or your good to that customer, seeing the customer smile, and the fact that they're satisfied with what they received from you. See that money being deposited into your bank account. See that money serving other purposes that you have, such as donating to scholarships, to help improve the educational standpoint of your people. Seeing how that dollar that has been deposited into your bank account is now available so you can go invest in some real estate, so you can invest in your children's ideas, so you can invest in your community. Seeing how that investment in your community has served you and how proud it has made you. And if you do that daily, if you work out daily, just the process of success in your mind's eye, every day, day in and day out, your subconscious will see that as the reality that you are facing at the moment. And you will no longer have to find motivation outside of yourself. You will see other things that keep you inspired, but the motivation will always be internal. So there you go. It may have taken me a lot of words to get there, but that's where I believe motivation really comes from. It comes from a sense of self. It comes from an acknowledgement of where you want to be and seeing yourself in your mind's eye at that place, attaining that goal, driving that car, buying that house, buying that apartment building that you're investing in, buying that strip mall that you can pass on to your children, buying that vacation, buying that ring for your spouse, buying that toy for your child, buying that scholarship for a young person in your community, buying that nursing home so that those of us who are elderly in a community have a place where they're safe and have a roof over their head. Anything or whatever it is that you want to accomplish, see yourself accomplishing that. $1 million, see that $1 million in your bank account. 1 million millionaires, I see it in my eye across the nation. 1 million families having $1 million in net wealth. I see it. I see what it looks like. The more clear that vision gets, the more I engage in that vision, the clearer that vision gets, the more I believe in it. That means that my day-to-day activity will start to fall in line with me being able to accomplish that. So take those words on, meditate on that for a little bit, do it daily, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it takes. Just close your eyes and see yourself going through the actions, taking the actions and accomplishing those goals. See yourself in that car. See yourself in that closing office, in that title office when you're closing on that apartment building. See yourself accomplishing those things. See yourself being a mentor to young people who need you. See yourself being proud of the work that you've done in your community. Just see yourself doing it. See it. And if your mind can see it, it can be accomplished, because all things start in the creation of the mind. That's where the creator lies. So with that said, I'm going to end the podcast here. Again, I want to reiterate how much I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks again. Please share, spread the word, put it out there. Let others know that this movement is happening. And I want you guys to come along the journey with me. Stay plugged in. Stay tuned in. More information will be released as time goes on about the course that I'm developing for young entrepreneurs to engage in e-commerce. I look forward to the next episode. Leave your comments, your suggestions, your questions. Again, you can hit me on Instagram at TrepLifeAce. Follow, spread the word. I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Peace.